Okay, the last time we were holding your testament days, from coming to testament days, and we started, we saw Rashi, we saw two Malachi and Rashi, and we promised you, well, I promised you today, we'll try and give a bit of a Havana behind it. But what we saw in Rashi like this, there is a Machlokes, so we left Machachomim, on the Aleph, it's Chesed Aleph. If an animal does something mysterious, whether you pay Nezek Shalom or Chatzin Nezek, the both of them agree that it's Miguf. Machlokes the Bet Chachom and you pay Chatzin Nezek and Nezek Shalom, Chachom and you pay Chatzin Nezek, Chachom and you pay Nezek Shalom, but both of them hold you pay Miguf. And what was the pshat behind it? Why should you pay Miguf? Vision of Chatzin Nezek could be Miguf, or could be maybe it's a Miguf, or maybe that's a different service. But Nezek Shalom, if it takes a Shabim Miguf, and what's the pshat? So, the Gemara said, you know what the answer is, but we're talking about a case when he had a door lit service. He did service three times, and since he did service three times, it became a mu'ud. And the Shaila is, do we say there's a Muslim mu'ud by service? There is a Muslim mu'ud by service. Everyone hold, there's a Muslim mu'ud by service. So they live in Shalim. We understand why he paid Nezek Shalim. If there's no mood, and just like every church in Chatzin Nezek, so this is also a Chatzin Nezek. That's the Avot Poshut. So is there most of a mood by church when you would pay Nezek Shalim? Why would you pay me good for it? That's because Sad Tamos from Kramer Medicine. As much as half of it you would pay me good for it, the whole thing you would pay the half. And even when you pay Nezek Shalim, you pay half. But what is the Machlokes of Bet Chachomim? Is there Hador Mitzvahs? Is there Musaf of Hador Mitzvahs? Is there Musaf of Mu'ud by Mitzvahs? What does that mean? So we saw two Malachim in Rashi. Amazing, after spending a whole share on it, we just read it through quickly about that. So, also two Malachim in Rashi. First Malachim in Rashi is talking about he did something strange. The animal did a strange act. And he did it one time, two times, three times. On the fourth time, doing that strange act of Sirius, he did a strange act of Sirius. On the fourth time, the Shaila, do we say, by regal, Hatinezek regal, regal Sirius, you pay Hatinezek? Well, do you say, no, he did a strange act. If he did a strange act, it should be Mort and Hatinezek Shalom. That's the Shaila. Do we say this is a Mahalachot? Of regal, in which case it should be chatzin nezek, but do we say it's ma'alach of keren, in which case it should be nezek shalom? That was the first ma'alach in Rashi. The difficulty we had in this ma'alach, in what on earth, why should there be chatzin nezek? He did a strange act. Why should there be chatzin nezek? If he would have done it, we should say, what would be the din? The first time, second time, third time, what would be the din? Chatzin nezek, have to pay. The fourth time, pitam, it should be regal. How can that be? He did a strange act. I'm not sure he did a strange act. Nachon, for him, it's now normal. Might it's a strange act. Might it's Meshunem. So it should be, it should have been Karen. Very, very topical, says, as Yeshua said in his eloquency. He said, it makes no sense. The first three times, it should be Chai, Meshun, Zerab, and the fourth time, you bother. Well, that's the difficulty in the first Malach of Rashi. The first Malach of Rashi, we need to say Havana for. That's how he said, first three times he did something differently. The fourth time, well, it became somewhat normal. And somewhat normal by regular is only chatzin nezek. And the philosopher said, not normal, it's keren, you pay nezek shalom. Okay, so now wait to chat. So, as I said, lots of our friends see different shalom. My favorite thing is Kutu Shiv Nochun, it's Shiv Nochun Batsometry, it's Rosh Shiv of Meh. And the Shver of Rav Osher, anyone who knows a little bit about me at the moment, Rav Osher, I really think it's the biggest shir there is in the world on Gemara, and his father was the Nochum Batzometry, a very, very, very good Gemara. And the Rotan song, this is the shirim he gave over, you know, but while they wrote it out, wrote it very, very, very well and clear. So he said that a mother, it's caring. He did the Mishon act. Certainly, it's an act of caring. But perhaps we could say that it's a series of caring. Maybe The first opinion that means the Chacham holds that since in the end of the day it's serious, that's what's happening. It kicked out. Mishuch, they kicked it, it's serious. So maybe we could say there's something called serious of care. And if it's serious, the halacha of serious says, you only pay chatz nezek. Maybe there's a din of serious of care. Now that can't be, because Rashi is what we haven't learned today. Rashi later on the page holds there's no such thing as serious of anything other than regular. Rashi holds serious is only said by regular, not by shen, not by anything else. Only by serious of regular. But so what he'd like to suggest is this care, this is the shula act that happened, happened by way of regal mashuna. It was a regal. It was a regal that was done in mashuna act. What happened? It kicked up with its leg and kicked up some stone. Mashuna. But it was a regal. It was a regal that was mashuna. Perhaps the halacha of Hilchas of Tzuris was said on regal. Even if it's mashuna, was said on regal. Since it's regal, regal mashuna. Since it's regal, on that was said the din of Tzuris. That means we have to look at this picture in two, there's two halachos. The actual act he did was Mishunah. Mishunah comes under the category of Keren, and it'd be Chayim Mishasarabi because it's Keren. Mishunah. Mishunah comes under the category. But now there's something else called Hilchazah, halachos of Mishunah, Sinai, something called Tzuris. On what was that said? On what was the halachos of Mishunah, Sinai said by Tzuris? Was it said by Rega, Keren, Shem? What was it said? Rashi also, it was only said on regal. It was only said on regal. What happens if you have a regal mashuna? Regal mashuna is a din as a status of care, but it's regal mashuna. Would there be a din of tzuris said on that? The Chachamim hold it. Chachamim hold it shayat to have tzuris in something which is the status of care if it was done in the regal. The regal mashuna has a din of tzuris. But it's Keren, right? Why is it Keren? Because it's Regal Mishunah. Why is it serious? Because it's Regal. So Regal Mishunah, which has got two words, Regal Mishunah. It's the act was a Regal. The way it was done was Mishunah. So the way it was done defines whether it's Keren, Shem, Regal, what is it? Keren. The way it was done is Mishunah. The way it was done, that comes under the category of Keren. But the act that was done, the act that was done was an act of regal. On that was said serious.
So what?
Write it down. Remember, I want to just get it. That means any act that was done, we need to dissect it. And then you need to know which drawer to put it. So this act was the regal mishuna. That's what it was, right? It kicked up stones. It walked along, kicked up stones in an unusual manner. So it was a regal. Mishunah. Now, to know whether you're Chayim Mishasarabim, so which bookcase do you go to? Well, if it's a Keren, then you're Chayim Mishasarabim. What? How do you define what Keren is? How do you define Keren? Mishunah. If it was Mishunah, that's the definition of Keren. Keren equals Mishunah.
Or intent.
But Mishunah was enough. If it's Mishunah, it is. Mela, this act was Mishunah. So what's the halachas of Keren? Halachas of Keren are?
Well,
the Shayat Abimurit, so the Yaakov, but also Chayav Mishasarabim. So Keren tells me you're Chayav Mishasarabim. Keren also could perhaps tell me that it could be an element of Nezek Shonim. But it wasn't just Mishunah. What was it? It was a regal Mishunah. It was regal. The act was regal. How it was done was Mishunah. The how it was done told you to look at that bookcase. The act that was done was regal. Oh, let's go to regal. Regal is the big sign. Halacha l'mishnah Sinai tells me we drop down the payment that you should have paid of Nezik Sholeh and we drop it down to Chatzin Nezik. That's what Halacha l'mishnah Sinai told us. Every regal should be Nezik Sholeh and drops it down to Chatzin Nezik. So to here on this act, which was Mishunah, which could tell me it should be up to Nezek Shalim, the halacha Mishmi Sinai would drop it down to Chatzin Nezek. Halacha Mishmi Sinai said on Karen, no, it said on an act of regal. And this was an act of regal. It was an act of regal. It was Mishunah, so it's Chayav Mishasarabim. But it was an act of regal, so halacha Mishmi Sinai is there. Yeah, sure.
That's a sort of the original question, though, about whether or not it's the Zupa or not.
Mm-hmm.
Which overrides the Karen? Did they
care
him or
did Reg? Right, very good. All right, says Rabbi Shua. Besides all these elements, that Tzinezek Tzuria is Migufoy. It could be Migufoy, that's what I was saying.
Right.
It could be Migufoy. So there we saw. It could be that's included in how to pay Tzinezek. Tzinezek has a limitation of half and Migufoy. You may know that's
well,
the hill for Tzinezek.
That's assuming that every time we have Tzinezek, that's always going to be Magufa.
That was what I was saying, yeah.
Right, but I don't know whether or not this.
That was what I was saying. Right. When we pay Tzinezek of Tzuria, is it a din in Rega and should be in Gavir or no? It's a din in Tzinezek. Tzinezek you pay in Gavir. No, so that's like a new shayla. The payment that you pay, define the payment you pay. Is it a Rega type of payment? Or is there a Chatzinezek? Right? Okay. So that's the halakha of Ibnachum Patzovich.
But we don't see the body part that's being done. It's still a tremendous Karen. The Gemara, we say that we have kicks. That's Karen. We don't say that's a regular type of Karen.
Because
just because it's Sparrows?
No, the halakha of the Moshe Mitzrayim. Right, the law from Mishmisinai that was said, then it's not Manish Kofa, it's kicked off from him. That can't be that you pay only Chatzinezek. On what was that said? That was said on an act of rage. Right, it's not so, he kicks it with his proof himself. He pushes that one to a pit, that would be Nezek Shon, that would be normal Ken. But it's an act of walking, which is regular, because he did it in an unusual way. There we hold Tzinezek. Sorry, is applicable. It's there the Bosnian Chavnish also said that. I checked it out because it's 100% in there. But such a lot of the Bosnian Chavnish also says. Good.
When you say
lost,
yeah, exactly. When you say Rav Mishnah, I remember someone just came with the same question. It was solution. If it walk in regular but then kick unusual, then it just shifted into Karen.
The stones that got kicked up, the kick.
It wasn't by normal walking.
Yeah, it kicked up.
But the stones caused damage, not if you damaged the stone had value to it, then that would be caring. But because this the stones that makes it swerves, kicking,
so and it was said on an act done by his legs. Even if it's beat, even if it's come on, an act that was done by his legs that wasn't direct.
It was unusual. It's unusual. So he's doing this, which can't normally do.
It would be Karen if it broke the actual item as it is. It is Karen. It's Chaim and Shisaramim. It is Karen. Regardless, why would it be called Karen?
Because
it's unusual. So it is Karen. Regarding unusual, that defines it's Chaim and Shisaramim. It also would mean the Chaim Nezek Shalem, if he did it three times, if he broke the Kli on itself, in a Chaim. But regarding Tzurius, which is Allah from Mishmissina, if it didn't kick, it break it direct, rather it was indirect. And the act happened through its leg, walking unusual way, includes kicking in an unusual way, that's walking unusual way, that would be defined as Tzurius. Allah from Mishmissina, at the end of the day, was said on Rega. However, whatever you did with your Rega.
Hybrid kick.
Yes. Did you? That means every act you do, what happened and what title you give it, right? Happened was it walked or kicked unusually, yeah? Regal unusual. Unusual will give you a name. What name will give it? Will give it a name of Karen. Say, and go have all that off of the Karen. But it was done with his regal, right? And regal on an act of regal. With the regal on that was said serves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, the reason why it is Karen, why is it Karen? Because it's unusual. That's the only reason why.
Right.
Not because Yachariot, you say, Kamalos and Hazi, maybe it would be different, maybe. But there was a regal unusual. An unusual regal, that's a regal, it's unusual. Regal unusual, regal keeps it in serves. And you just don't talk to your Karen Shitzer.
Maybe that's not what I have a problem with. I have a problem with Rashi's definition of Swaros being limited to Rego, because the Mara goes into a case with Keller and using its mouth. It means it's not Rego. And blames it, or the sparks, whatever it was, that is the Swaros of the fire, which has nothing to do with its feet, other than that its feet transported him. But besides that, I mean,
yeah, we have to
so
see.
That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Why Rashi?
That's coming up again soon. Yeah, that's coming up soon. We have to see. It's Rashi big to all on the page. It's on this page. Talking about Allah. That's where Rashi holds. It's only said by you. So when we get to that Rashi, we'll have to deal with your three problems.
So you're saying Rego is literally
the
part of
his leg? Or no, it's act of living.
Act of
living. Okay, and I'll do something.
Well, no, it sounds like a major chiddush.
Yeah,
a major.
Sure. Said that. Okay.
Bomb chiddush.
Yeah.
The definition of rag.
What's it used to be? We can still pitch in
there. Yeah.
The fact we've got to put the shaft down. Yeah. Go on.
Regular turns.
When?
She's a bug.
Mishuna tells me it's called do not care. Yeah, Mishuna calls it the path of your affair. Why is that?
You're not saying this is only in a practical way?
No. Very good. So, just check the chair.
Actually, I just thought.
Okay, yeah. Yes, yeah.
It would be carrying the half empty to start with, but after 4 months it becomes a shilling.
Oh, very good. So, what's it doing? A lot of this. And that's an aloha of Karen Norway. Kagan Shitzu Rabbi. And Norway, if I have a of Donald Dinosaurs, it's a Karen Norway. It's Regel, which is Mishuna. Once it was Mishuna, Nakhali Dinosaurs Regel. And we can't think Karen Regel.
That's a
shaman.
Why is it reference? Whether it's a
shaman. Because it's not Thomas from Queen Ringham. Yes, Jim.
But we define regal as urukum.
Regal.
So now if you're doing it as a shunavik away, how do you still keep
it? Okay means without kavana. In a normal manner, without kavana. So regal would mean that something happens without kavana, that's regal.
So now you're differentiating the Kavana from Shina.
Right. That means if a rega, which is an act that happens in a normal, without Kavana, and he does it in an unusual way, that would have a lot of, it's an act of rega. It's done in Shuna, so it would be at the dinim of Karen, But in the end of the day, it was an act of rega. An act of rega is not the halacha of Shina. Right? So every act, you have to know what the act is. It was definitely a normal act to do. It just did it in an unusual way. Now, unusual way, trapped, maybe stronger. I don't know what it was. And therefore, top, that's its condition. The mice of the Gemara's, we haven't seen it, but the Gemara's going to say quite clearly that it is regal, and it's similar to Karen. If you look in the Gemara, where we are, a bit further down the page, Gufa, you know, we were meant to get to Gufa, yeah? So just let's start from Gufa. Gufa, you get some advice. Gufa, boy, you all know. You see where it is? Gufa, the house was not on Gufa.
Fifth glass, narrow line.
Gufa, boy, you all know. Yesh hadol it series, or ain't hadol it series.
You read the previous?
No. I just want to show you this point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm coming back. We don't think that we've done everything till now. But just I want to point this through this point. Gufa, boy rova, yisha dole tzoyza in a dole tzoyza. Le keren, what's the word mean? Madmin ole. Do we compare it to keren? Or idilma, toldo de regal hu. Or bad is toldo de regal. Meaning, this line of the gods is no gain away. The act itself is keren, is regal. It's told in the regular, and therefore it should have no shaykhs to adopt. Or perhaps we compare it to care. That's what we're saying. This act he was doing is an act of regular. It's an act of regular. But perhaps we compare it to care because it was an entertainment shunna. So we would compare it to care. So back to this, it was a spring into right what we're saying. Back to what we're saying. We have Shittas Rashi, first chat. Rashi told us the Chachamim hold that you pay only chatzi nezek, irrelevant how many times you do it. And Rebbe Elazar holds no. On the fourth time, you have to pay nezek shalom. Why should that be? Says Rashi, because Rebbe Elazar holds that once you did it, the shuna is no longer regal, but it is keren. Shall we say what the chachamim hold? It was mishuna. Why should it be? Why should it be regal? It was mishuna. Of course, you're chayav mishtaravim. So why should it be called regal? There it is, yes. The Gavit Tzroyos can still be considered Rega. That Loch of Tzroyos was said on an act that was done by Rega. Irrelevant if it was Mishunah or not. If it was an act that was done by Rega, an act which is the Etzim Rega, just so it was done Mishunah, such an act is called, it's under the category of Tzroyos. Tzroyos can apply to such a thing as
well. So we have three categories. We have Rega, Karen, and Mishunah.
Kind of, yeah. And Tzurias can be Rega Mishunah as well. Okay, that's Shittas Rabbanon. Tzurias be Rega Mishunah, and therefore, Rega Tzurias never has more than Chatzi Nezek. And Rebbe Elazar said, no, if it's Mishunah, it's not Rega. If it's Mishunah, it's Karen. And on Karen, there's no such din on Tzurias. So, okay, love it?
Yeah.
Good. That's the first one. Second Malach Rashi is the Nishna Achrini. The Nishnah Achina of Rashi. What's the Nishnah Achina? He did a normal act. He did a normal act. He did not do anything unusual. He was walking along and he kicked out. He walked along kicking up stone like every animal would do. He did a completely normal act. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is Nachon. So first 3 times you pay Chatzi Nezek because Halacha Lo Mashmi Sinai tells me that you pay Chatzi Nezek. But we know by another Chatzi Nezek, if you do it more than 3 times, you pay nezek shalim. What chatzi nezek do you know? If you do more than 3 times, you pay nezek shalim. Something which says the first 3 times you pay chatzi nezek, and the 4th time you have to pay nezek shalim. No, not. Sorry, it's the chiddush we're talking about here. Wow. What something do you know that's more basic knowledge? So. Karen Tam, Shoyotam, Shoyotam pays Chatzin Ezek the first 3 times. The 4th time, it's now transformed into a Mu'ud, and you pay Nezek Shalom. So Mamele, you would pay Nezek Shalom. So what do we see? Chatzin Nezek, after 3 times, you pay Nezek Shalom. So that's the Shaila between a Vlaz and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Chatzin Nezek, first 3 times, and continues on forever. Allah from Rishi Kisina told me, Chatzin Nezek is the Torah is irrelevant how many times it happened. And on comes to the Chachamim of Loz and said, no, if you did it more than 3 times, it became a type of a mu'ud. It changed from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalim, and you pay Nezek Shalim. That's Shittas Loz. That's the second shot. Rashi says that the Ikib shot. The Ikib shot of Rashi is the Shalim of nothing unusual, a normal Torah. A normal Torah that he did. More than 3 times, do you say, just like a show you tell that becomes a more if you pay from Chatzin Ezek to Nezek Shalim, so to a show Tzorius, you did it more than 3 times, it can come transformed from Chatzin Ezek to Nezek Shalim. That is Rashi's second shot.
So, the last stage, okay,
you can hold it the first 3 times, Chatzin Ezek, yeah, sure. It was a normal way, I'm not mentioning saying I told the because the Shaila was, well, he did it more than 3 times, maybe he did on the Nezek Shalim. No, that's not yet. That's coming up. Yeah, Chatzin Ezek. Yeah.
So according to Rabbanan, there's no distinction between Mishunah or
Mishunah, maybe we'd have a din of care. We're not speaking about Mishunah. We're speaking about normal.
Okay, strictly normal.
Totally normal. It won't be normal.
Then why would Rabbanan sort of hold
Hezekshonik?
No, or why would he hold read this? Only because it's
Hetzi
Nezek, so because like other
Hetzi Nezek. So Rashi brings his plan. Rashi asks, if he doesn't understand the Melazon, why shouldn't it change from half to half? The Bishleim Shoytam, Otzav Shoytam, Bishleim Shoytam. It was unusual for it, first time, second time, third time. So perhaps the Torah felt the person didn't expect it and that doesn't have to pay. And then the fourth time, he should tell him what I've expected and that's the pain of the child. But regular, it's dead usual. That's the normal manner. What's the difference between the first time and the fifth time, or the sixth time, or the seventh time? Not to the first time. Really, you should pay an Ezekshali. But the Torah dropped it to 15th. So also the fourth time should be the same. That's Rashi's kasha of this child. Very stuck in kasha.
Oh, yeah.
But Rashi still says that it's pshat taken. So we have to understand how can we resolve this kasha. It is a strong kasha on Rashi. Or Rashi on this pshat. Do we have possibility to answer this kasha? Well, again, the second pshat, which is the ikim pshat, is Rashi. The show didn't do anything unusual. So it's regal 100%. So why do you only pay 50% the first time? The shayla is, but maybe once you get to the fourth time, maybe something changed and became a mood, and you should have to pay Nezik Shal.
Sure.
So Rashi, yeah, it was always a mood. Nothing changed. It was always a mood. Why should you think of changing from 50% to 100%? That's the shayla. So the possible answer, again, Rav Nachman says a very, very good shayla. Well, we always look at mood as you need to. Have three times in order to know that the animal's a wild animal, right? In order to find a difference, right? Until now, we thought this animal was dead, now it's wild, therefore it changed. That's why you have to pay an Ezekshalim. That's how we always understand it. But in the Gemara, Tana says, if a shoy was negea, a gosha animal. What's the halacha of a shoy negea, a gosha animal? A non-Jewish animal. An animal owned by a non-Jew, right? A Jewish animal, but an animal owned by a Jew. So if a Jewish person is an animal, it gores an animal which belongs to a non-Jew, you're not happy with it. He did it three times. If you ask the owner of this animal, is your animal car or wild? Is your animal a tame animal or a wild animal? What would you say after these three times that happened?
A wild animal.
But if it would be a yeah, now a Jewish animal, still a Jewish animal, an animal owned by a Jew, then it would be 50. You'd need another three times to become a Mishnah. What's Pshat? If the whole Pshat is just in order to make it into, to define its change from being a Tam to a Mord, we did that already. So you see that, no, that the idea of Tam and Mord of this Chatzi Hezek is not because now it was tame or now it became wild. No, there's a din. Three times you pay Chatzi Nezek and the fourth time you pay Nezek. That's the din. Three times you pay Chatzi Nezek, the fourth time you pay Nezek. So for the first time I didn't pay anything. Second time I didn't pay anything. That's not counting. The first time I started having to pay, I have to pay half. So perhaps it's a din. And that's what the Gemara has said. It's got nothing to do with more than not more. It's to do with the din. The Torah says Chatzi Nezek three times and then Nezek Shon. So perhaps it was said the same thing by Tzuris. But Tzuris also the Torah says Chatzi Nezek. The perhaps the Torah said three times Chatzi Nezek and then the fourth time Nezek Shon. Answer like this. What was the question that Rashi had? The question Rashi had is that we understand why by Shoy Tam you have to pay the first three times, three and a half, and then the fourth time Nezek Shon, because there was a change. It changed from being a tame animal to a wild animal. So I understand why the first few times the half price and the same time full price. But, says Rashi, in this case, the animal walking in King Yom's there's no difference between the first time and the last time. So why should I be the first in the half and the second in the fourth time to pay for the shot? That's Rashi's kasha. Answer is that this kasha of Rashi is based on Hanukkah, that the reason why you pay Nezik Shalem by Shorimud is because till now it was tame and now something changed. That's not one that you could argue about. Even if I know the animal to 100% wild, the Torah still said you only pay chatzim. Even if I know that this animal is the most wildest animal in the world, you would only pay chatzim nezek. But sure. How would that be okay? This animal has gone and gored 3,000 animals. Happens to be all those animals by the hefker, or they're owned by non-Jews. But this animal is a dead, dangerous animal. The saliva dreaming from its being in its
bloodshot.
It's nostril. And any comic capacity of the drawing would be able to think that like this animal is not an angry one passed on a Tuesday afternoon. And then happens to be misguided. This animal happened to live in non-Jewish area. Happened to come into Brooklyn, and the first thing he saw was a Jewish animal owned by a Jew, and he called him. Hey, wow, what a surprise. How do you pay? Chatzin Ezek. Why? It's a dead wild animal. Why should it be Chatzin Ezek? Till now, I lived in the wild, everything was like, I have to own by a non-Jew, big deal, so of course, didn't pay anything. But now, oh, Chatzin Ezek. What's Pshat? Because the din is showing us to pay Chatzin Ezek. You have to pay Chatzin Ezek the first 3 times. Why the fourth time not? Because Chatzin Ezek, after 3 times, get transformed to the Nezek Shalim. If so, what did my stories? So it's also the dead wild animal it's meant to be happening. First 3 times for Nezek, and then the 4th time changed into a Nezek Shalim.
I'm going to ask you why you didn't pay the first time you were doing it. I'm saying,
what?
Why didn't you pay full damage?
He doesn't.
I know he doesn't pay anything.
So the third set, Shalim Tam, pay for Nezek. What? The third set, Shalim Tam, pay for
Nezek. Why is that called Shalim
Tam? Because the Shalim Tam is somebody who's happy. They have to pay a showing more than somebody had to pay 3 times. Not a wild animal or a tame animal, that we all translate. A showing time or showing more is defined, a showing more than one that's ready to be liable for 3 times. And a showing time is one that has to be liable for 3 times.
So even if it was a
Jew, even a dead wild animal is more than liable for 3 times.
So so really, the din only has to do with payment, has nothing to do with the goring aspect of it. Or if there, even if it's born a Jewish deal, if there's no witnesses and never brought to base, then would it also not be?
If it's no witnesses, it's wild. It's no
wild animal doesn't
have. Right. So you got to write. Yeah, I've got a case where we've got Eden swinging to see this animal, the dead wild animal. Instead of it,
I understand that because it's the first time that he's actually been alive.
That's what we're saying. So we see from here that the chiyuv of chatzin ezek is the first 3 times you're liable, half. And the chiyuv of nezek shalim means the 4th time and onwards you're liable, half. If that's true, then maybe the same thing matters is maybe this din that we're saying the first 3 times was simply chatzin ezek. Whenever the Torah says chatzin ezek, the Torah means to say that. First 3 times reliable, chatzin ezek. Anything more than that, that's a shalom.
Okay, so then that would be proof for the that's the group for those 3 times, and then after that, then it would be Yamadir.
Nice, there.
Why? It's still just three times and one.
Since it's a total of regular, and regular is not yet. Maybe it's not yet. That's what we saw. Karen in terms of even a wild one, I would say, a very good one. A regular, the Torah doesn't say. Since this is a total
of regular. A wild one meaning that's right, it worked 3 times, it wasn't correct.
The Torah says, maybe good. Here, it's the regular. Regular, you might be not yet. No trouble, Shai. Okay, run right.
So it sounds like it's answering well the shadow, because if you're caring about how much it pays and how and from where it's coming from. And so we're dealing with Karen. We're dealing with Flora, which is according to Rashi is Rego.
Uh-huh.
And Rego has a din that's always going to be in Malia.
Right.
Okay, and we're only the, we're, we have this din, a separate din, it's up to a Karen, which is Petsi Nezer for three times, but it's dealing with the three times and four times. It's a din of how many times, has nothing to do with whether or not it's the Karen or not. Right? So within that din of how many times is linked to the din of
Rufo.
Well,
in this sugya, I'm sorry, it's a little different fact. What I actually know is you have a little different fact. You pay a chatzim, do you pay bigufo? Do you pay after three times an aliyah? All of that open shayla. And we have to start searching to find from other places in the Torah to try and prove the point.
No,
the gabba the bigufo. Let's start with bigufo. That was open shayla. How much does the Torah say you have to pay for tzoros? Chatzinezi. Or look around the Torah, where else do we find Chatzin Ezer? We find it also by Shaitan. And Shaitan is Megufu, this is also Megufu. But it's not Karen, it's not Karen, so maybe it's Malia. That's a Sopha of the world. Okay, Rama
Sopha. No, it's the Sopha. But then if we're resolving it, by saying that according to Rabbi Elazar, where you have three times, and then you have, and it's all within the world of Regel.
Let me stop here a minute. So now we say, so we're not stopping if it's Megufo and Aliyah, based on it's at the top, or no, it's Regel. Now we've got the Penshad. The Torah says, you pay Allah, and you pay Chatzin Nezek. What does Chatzin Nezek tell us? Does Chatzin Nezek mean it's Chatzin Nezek forever? Or look somewhere else in the Torah where the Torah spoke about Chatzin Nezek, and then the Torah changed after the first three times. The Torah says, become Nezek Shalim. Perhaps it also, the gather this. After three times, the Torah would change, would become a Nezek Shalim. It's another shame. They're not connected. It's just bringing your eyes from the Torah what we would say regarding how to define this Chatzin Nezek. We see Chatzin Nezek is Migufo, so maybe this is also Migufo. We see Chatzin Nezek gets transformed to Nezek Shalim. Perhaps also it gets transformed to Nezek Shalim.
Right. And so you have a Nezek Shalim, you have a Chatzin Nezek. So, according to Rabbi Elazar, that borrowing, you're using the three times, and then it's, even though, and then the fourth time it's reg, but it's regular the whole time, it always has regular, then perhaps then for the three times, because it's etzi nezik, it would be the below, and then once it converts on the fourth time, then it would be
So you see how one small halacha, so one small halacha is comprised of a whole bunch of different things putting into it. We have Chatzin Nezek Tzoros, including that we have to come on to Yudah, we have to come on to whether it's Megufo or not, and how to define what Chatzin Nezek is, whether after it turns into the fourth time, whether it comes in Nezek Shalom. So that's a possible answer Rashi's Kasha. Rashi had the Kasha. Mm-hmm. On the fourth time, nothing changed. So why should you pay Nezek Shalom? Nothing changed at all. Tarot says nothing has to change. We see by Chatzin Nezek, even if the animal was always wild. And then after three times, you pay Nezek Shalom. So to it, after three times, you would pay Nezek Shalom. That's a possible answer to answer.
Do you think Rashi did that answer also, that possible answer? You just spelled the question because one of us didn't get it.
Yeah, no. Rashi knew this answer, and we're going to see in place it when we get to it. But Rashi disagreed. It's a possible answer to Rashi Kasha, but Rashi himself disagrees on it. Rashi, I have to see why, but that's the beginning. That's a possible answer to answer the Kasha. Okay, so we're now back to the beginning. So the Gemara said like this, fourth line down in the Gemara. And I hold the body Rama. Rama had a shayla. Yesh ador etzoris or ain ador etzoris. Rama had a shayla. Is there ador etzoris or is there no ador etzoris?
Is it different shayla or
no?
It's a shayla.
No, Rama had a shayla. It was asked about 20 years earlier in the Mitzvah Medrash. Rama had a shayla. Is the musuk of ador etzoris or not?
We started out with saying
Ella. And sorry, we have a question. Ella can be a question. Okay, Ella's a question. Ella, you just now told me this. Ella, I have a problem. Ella, how the boy comes with this? That what Robert asked. Yes, Donald Sawyer. Donald Sawyer is Ile Rabbonon, in Adonatzorio is Ile Melozo, Yesh Adonatzorio is, what's wrong with the Shaila? What about the Shaila? Yesh Adonatzorio is in Adonatzorio. And then get your Shaila. Look at this price. What's the price say? Rabbonon say you pay a fact. And Rabbonon say you pay an electronic. Why does Rabbonon say an electronic? Shaila. Why does Rabbonon say? Not Shaila. What's your Shaila? It's a machlekes tanoim. Why are you asking me such a shayla? So if you're right, and the machlekes in the bright is whether there's hador, then we don't understand why Rav asked such a shayla. It's a machlekes in the bright.
Mashma, that can't be his question.
Mashma, that can't be pshat in the bright. Mashma, that can't be pshat in the bright. You're telling me pshat in the bright is that. It did it three times, and then the shayla on the fourth time, whether it's a showing or whether you pay the electronic or not, that was Robert's shayla. Robert wouldn't have had the shayla if the price was a clear answer. So, once that can't be pshat, right? If I had the price, it was up to the point. We're not in clear pshat or a lot of what I get on. We started off in one way, shayla to make book of Aliyah, then we went on to a different pshat, shayla of Tarukra, a different pshat of Yehuda. A different shot, he did a shiddur or shayla b'tzayecha after three times. We have a clear shot in the bright, but we do have a clear fact. Rava stood up in the Beis Medrash one day and asked this shayla, is it shayla b'tzayecha light? Sorry, he asked in the Beis Medrash. So why didn't he have an answer? The bright must be, that's not what the bright is talking about. Must be, that's not the shot in the bright. The bright, we're telling you, the shot in the bright was that. There's a shayla, the machlokes of Lezer and Chomim with Shaykh Hador. That's the answer to Rabbi Shayla. Boy, Rabbi, the shayla, you should always say it's not. But the price answers it. And no one brought this price as an answer to Rabbi Shayla. So therefore, can't be pshat from the price. Find another pshat from the price, not this one. Yeah? Ask him, yes. Good. So, El Hadda, boy, Rabbi, you should always say it's Ena Doritzeris, Ena Abonon, Ena Doritzeris.
So you
want to
say that Robert didn't know this price?
Oh, very good question. Very, very good question. That is the thesis expression, top thesis on the page. Very good.
Did he know
he
just spoke out?
No. Robert left it. It's a shame. Oh, you're wrong. Robert, it's a shame. So, Robert asked the question, Robert, but didn't ask it strong enough.
Try again.
David asked, could it be that Rava didn't know the price? It's the same question that with Kifas. We know for sure Rava didn't know this price. We know 100%. Because Rava's Shaila was, what was Rava's original Shaila? Did you pay my idea? What did it say in the price? So he clearly didn't know this price because if you wouldn't know, you wouldn't have that Shaila. So Rava had the Shaila. Do you pay me for my idea? This price is clearly paying me good for
it. The price isn't clearly saying which instance we're talking about.
It's there, but it's talking about serious. Okay. All the shelter be serious. Okay. And you know.
What?
And you know.
She would or really?
Should it ever upside you?
You don't know.
Whichever upside you go
in, he wanted to know about regular terms.
Right.
We don't know what this price is talking.
This price is debated it's showing me good for it.
Terms? Regular terms or not regular terms?
Whatever you like. How do you have a kid to never show me Google? How do you have a kid to never show me, but you still pay me Google?
It's Kevin.
How do you have a kid to never show me? You still pay me Google.
We have two options.
He knew the price.
Why did the price say very good? Because it happened on the end of the shoot.
What was the price?
Yeah,
I thought
it was the price.
In which case?
The
one is soon. it's the next stage.
It's the same.
Okay, I should not have opened this can of worms yet, right? Reb David asked a question, and Tosis asked him with a little bit of a more of a kerach. But Tosis asked, and Mitzvah, we'll get Tosis about the other. I didn't mean to take this all off track. So the Rava had this shayla, and no one answered it from this brayza. Why didn't answer it from this brayza? Vice though, he says, not pshat from this brayza. Rava not shayla. He should not answer it. What's our last pshat in the brayza? What's the brayza mean? What's the machlokes of Lo Zecher Chomim? Whether there's a door for tzuris. So we've got to push the brayza saying, yes, you don't have tzuris, you don't have tzuris. So what's Rava asking as a shayla?
Is there a clear answer?
If this is the pshat in the right, then what was Rava's shayla about Yesh Tov Tzuris?
Was he asking how he asked it?
No. Is it shayla on this? The way the answer would be, well, it depends if you're like, however you want to run, that would be the pshat. So what was Rava's shayla? Okay, fine. So,
and
even the Amal Kharab is now going to explain why it could possibly be the Pshat of the Brayta that we just explained. The Rosh and Chomim about Yeshua Dor, Ein Ador, and I yet stood up at the Beit Midrash once upon a time and asked such a shayla. It is not a state, it's not a contradiction. The Pshat and the Brayta that we just explained. Ador, it's right. But I had a shayla once. Amal Kharab, Rabbah will say, this is here, not a possible place. When I had that question, that is alibi de Rabbon. That was according to the Rabbon on the Pligalin, the Sumchus, who argued the Sumchus. Avraham, now Rabbah's now going to give us a new pshat in the Machlokes to Rabbon and Rabbon. Avraham, Ben Rabbon, Ben Rabbon, Kis Sumchus, they all hold of Sumchus. The Omar,
so. In Rabbah's case, this is different to Rabbon.
It's this price which we had Rabban and Lozo is they actually hold like the opinion of Sumbus. The Amatzur is Nezek Shalem and Shahim. So why do they say be Chatinezek? The time of my Amr Rabban on Chatinezek, the Shali below in that. Robert now said, you know, this kind of price, I'll tell you, Yubsha in the price. So you have to make a list by the end of the time we got to the end. All the different possibilities, what on earth is Bryce talking about? So says Rabbah, this Brisa is not talking about Shoni Ve'iyayin, that he became a Moor three times. Not like we said before, there's three times. No, he did it one time. So what's Pshat? Why do you pay half? Why do you pay half? Because it's Shinri. Shinri, so it's whatever you want, but it's true. Why do you pay?
It's Karen.
Because it's Karen, yeah. So you pay half. And why did you have a loss of say pain as Shalim? If you did that only one time, why should you pay as Shalim?
Because it wasn't like every time.
Because he holds every time. Said the Gemara. Said the Gemara. Kimiyam. Avalok ha-bein ha-bonu b'ini ha-bloza ki sumchus. They all like sumchus. To Omar Tzuris, Tzuris Nezek Shalim B'shach. B'tayim ha-mai Omar ha-bonu chati nezek. Why do ha-bonu tzuri pe chati nezek b'shoni v'lo yiyay? You got to tell me I did it in a Mishnah way, and there was no word. So you pay Chatzinezik. And so what's the Machlokes? They're arguing in Reb Tarfon and Rabban. The old Machlokes of Tarfon, which we had on that. Reb Tarfon holds, then animals, the Ger, Mishnah, Yochit, the Shori Tav, the Ger, Mishnah, Yochit, number two, pay Nedek Sholim. Why should be Nedek Sholim? He's got a Kavachim. What was the Kavachim? If already, what's more homo? Karen or Regel, what's more homo? Why is Karen more homo? So, and if we find that Karen is more homo than Regel, and if we find in any place that Regel is chayv in Tikshore, it must be that Karen is also chayv in Tikshore. So since Regel and Shizuyokin is chayv in Tikshore, Karen and Shizuyokin should be chayv in Tikshore. So you also have Tafel. And the Chachamim Achelik, Chachamim hold no. You can't say this Kavachim. Why would you not say this Kavachim, man? Because of something called Dayo. What's Dayo? That means like this, it's a limitation. A kavachem can never be more chomor than the thing you started. So where we start from? Keren is chayim in a shutha rabbi. So regal is not chayim in a shutha rabbi. So keren is more chomor, but it's only more chomor up to 50%. That's what we find. Keren has got a more of a chomor than when regal is possible, but keren is chayim chatzim. So says a chachomim, we've gone to the right to extrapolate from there to be mechayiv keren ever more than chatzim ever. You're right if you have a case where regal would be chayiv nezik shoni. So all we see is that keren should be at least chayiv like regal up to 50%. Then will be chayiv 50%. Regal would be chayiv nezik shoni and keren would be chayiv 50%. So you got the right to make such a kind of thing.
Right. But when the Bachmanim thought that that if the animal was damaged or possible damage was all the machines involving, that would be Hetzim Nezek or departure of like
what I guess. Which case?
In our case here, where you have Mishuna, we have Mishuna or
Sure, Mishuna's
had it. So they're all Hetzim Nezek.
So the Kavachoyme, the Kavachoyme, the Kavachoyme, and the Rabbanon said there's a Dalit. The limitation of the Kavachoyme, you can never learn it more than what you started with. All we saw is that Keren can be Chayim Chatzin. That's all we saw. So although you're right, the Keren must be at least Thomas Regal, but all we saw that is up to Chatzin Ezek. The Choliot, that is something, a cap on top of Keren, saying no more than Chatzin Ezek. So maybe it can't get more than Chatzin Ezek.
So Simchus would read that also Chatzin Ezek because it's an additional play. Simchus would participate in all.
Right.
But Shalim is only when it's normal.
Right. So then this is Machlokes Chachamim and Eblozov. Eblozov is a Reb Tarfon and the Chachamim are Reb Tarfon. The Chachamim have a cap of 50%. And the Tarfon says, no, you go, the Eblozov is a Reb Tarfon, you go all the way. In the Gemara, in which context is Shamas Leher Tafen? In which context do we find the Reb Tafen? That's regarding Nezik Shalim. Reb Tafen told me you pay Nezik Shalim. We Gufoy, Shamas Leher. You heard from Reb Tafen anything about Gufoy? Reb also says you pay Nezik Shalim, we Gufoy. Where do you get the Gufoy from? If you're making the Kalachoy, you should make the Kalachoy the whole way. Regal is chayim nezik shalim aliyah. If so, Keren should be chayim nezik shalim aliyah. If you're making the kamachem, you go the full way. What's this limitation to say regrufa?
Wouldn't Dario also?
Very tough than all the time. Answer the Gemara. Yes, he would hold only regrufa. Mechi maisi lot mikem vishus rabim. How do you know? Mechi maisi lot. From where did you bring that there's a liability of Keren in Rishon Tzoraim that you learned in Keren Rishon Tzoraim? You learned that from Keren Rishon Tzoraim. There's a din, Dayan, Barman, a din, the Nidin, as much as in Rishon Tzoraim, Rishon Tzoraim, Keren is only Begufoy, so to Rishon Tzoraim, Keren is only Begufoy. Even the Molin, on top of Lefi Dayan, if Tafel doesn't hold of Dayan, if you hold of Dayan, you never made the cover flavor. He doesn't hold of Dayan. Answer the Gemara, key, let's say diary. If the Mafik Kalachim, why doesn't he hold this cloud of diary? That if you say the diary, the Kalachim doesn't start. If the Mafik Kalachim, if the Kalachim does start. It just, it's a limitation, if the diary does hold the diary. So it's two lines of the Gemara, but let's explain what this is. It's, the Kalachim was like this. We don't know, it doesn't say in the Torah, it's not saying in the Torah clearly, that Shoritan is Chayv and Rishus HaYom. We don't have any foolish reports of that. So, but there's no possible saying he's bottom. There's no possible talking about where he did it. There's no possible. So, if I wouldn't have a Kalachim, how much would I say a Shoritan would be Chayv? And it should say Yochid. And then, because I don't have to say anything otherwise. So, the starting for anything is a Shoritan has to pay Chatzin Ezek, regardless whether it is. But we've got something, maybe we should pay more. Maybe you should pay more. Said the Tafel, I've got a Kalachim to say you should pay more. Why? If a Shoritan, which is very common, much more common than a regal, because a Shoritan is Chayim Shitzarabim, and a regal is Potter. Say if a Shoritan is Chayim Shitzarabim, and a Shitzarabim, certainly he should also be Chayim, while the regal is Chayim Shitzarabim. No, maybe not. One second. Shoritam, the starting point was the Shutzer Rabbi. We only have Chatzin Ezek. So maybe we should say that the Shoritam should be behind Chatzin Ezek in Rishus HaYochid as well. You're coming from the Kabbalah Queen. And we always saw it's Chatzin Ezek. So that should tell me only Chatzin Ezek when Shutzer Yochid. So Tafer, I don't need the Kabbalah Queen. I know a Shoritam is higher Chatzin Ezek in Shutzer Yochid. That was before we started. I always knew Shoritam is Chayim Shutzer Yochid. Because the Pesuk says Shoritam is Chayim Chatzin Ezek and doesn't differentiate between them. So I always knew it's Chayim Shutzer Yochid. So what is the Kal V'Chomer coming to tell me? If you're going to tell me the diet, if you're going to limit it to 50%, I don't need the Kal V'Chomer. So since this diet would limit, would completely destroy the Kal V'Chomer, we ignore the diet and we make Kal V'Chomer and say Chayim Ezek Shoritam. But we could use the Kal V'Chomer for something. And that is, we could use the diet for something and still keep the kalachim. And that is, we'll say only chaim. Since you learned it from Mishnah Torah, Rabbi, and then Torah said, the ken. Since you learned from ken, Torah said, I can't have to be good for it. Nachon, you want to expand it to reach the heights of regal. And since the starting point is from ken, which is chaim, be good for it, you can't learn more than that. You don't need chaim. So the Kal V'Chomer would up it, but the Daya would limit it to good for it. And that's Pshat, says the Gemara here in Rebbe. In Rebbe Lozon, you'd be Nezik Sholem, me good for it. Why Nezik Sholem? He learned it from Kal V'Chomer and Tav. Why me good for it? Daya, love him, not in this. That's the Mahalach.
Are we saying that the Tarfon doesn't hold the Daihon at all?
No, we're saying Tarfon as well would agree that it's only Mikul. We're comparing Blots to Tarfon, and Tarfon himself would agree that it's only Mikul because it's a limitation on that.
So no longer is it Rebbe Yehuda?
Huh?
No longer.
So now do we need Rebbe Yehuda?
No, nothing to do with it because exclusively Mikul.
Yeah,
but I'm saying just the first part.
No. And Tain has a shalom on you because we're talking about Tam. Tam pays me good for it. If you're talking about kids where he did it three times, change it into a boy, and you have a Tam, so you're going to make this. Hey, it's talking about only one time. Okay, so that's what we're holding in the ground. We haven't done the sheet, but we've run out of time big time. What's about Scott? Right, that's a very good point, Rabbi Yossi. What we need to do now, we've got through to the Gemara of Gufa. We need to now go, what we have to do is go back to the original Shadow Brava, spend today, tomorrow, get the Gemara. The original Shadow Brava, we brought a Bryce to Rabbi Yossi. This Bryce to Rabbi Yossi has come to teach us something. It has to do with Rabbi's original Shadow Gufa earlier. Go through, make a note of all the different shots of what that Bryce means. And till the Gufa, got that clear, the Pshat and the Gemara based on the original Shaila. And once you've done that, you have to obviously do Rashi till the Karen, till the Karen. We have these places on the Aleph to do, we have a whole bunch of places in Bariatic, on the Aleph to learn. This is going to keep us busy for a little bit of time. But again, I stress the Ikka is to get Pshat and the Gemara. The Gemara is so important before we start learning the Tixis, we need to, and that's why we did Tilgut, because it's all one big story. Tilgut, get clear the Gemara, over the Gemara, once, twice, three times, every month, you want to tell you on board, right? And I think you've done it four times, and then we'll be able to start with. The Mietzashem,
always important.
Right. Of the Lola, Mietzashem, I'm happy to give you shit tomorrow if you're ready for it. If you're not, then I'm happy to give you on Thursday. All the same. Looking forward, anyone who can come, I know it's out of town, it's out of the Green Line even. Anyone who can come, Jim has submitted me a lot to dance with all of you at the Chasna Yitzchem on Wednesday evening in Bracha. For those of you who can't come, you don't feel under any pressure. Happy to give a hug or anything on Thursday as well. That is pretty bad.
All right, thank you very much. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Hope to see you tomorrow.